Clarendon was born, then of course called Edward Hyde, in 1609, and he's the son of a Wiltshire gentleman, just a country gentleman who wasn't even a very rich country gentleman, relatively small amount of property in Wiltshire. But he's quite well connected. His uncles are senior legal people. One uncle becomes Lord Chief Justice and helps Clarendon into his career. He's originally, as a very much a younger son, he's originally destined for the church, and so he goes to Oxford, as is the conventional way. He has two major illnesses while quite young, and these are described in some detail in his autobiography called The Life. And the fragility of life, I think, comes over quite well, because these illnesses are clearly important moments to him when he realises that life is risky in some ways, and the choices that he makes are important. And even more so, the death of his elder brother has a huge impact on him, because it means that he's no longer the youngest son. He no longer plans to go into the church, and he moves towards the law instead. And that's a central decision of his career. Though I think some of that sense of churchiness stays on in Clarendon's life and mind thereafter. So he's now destined for the law. He goes to the Middle Temple, one of the great training grounds in London of lawyers, the Inns of Court, where they all go to acquire a legal education, acquire practice in legal practice. And of course, it's also the centre of London literary culture at the time, and the literary worlds and the legal worlds interact interestingly. Ben Jonson is at the centre of both, and he becomes a friend of Ben Jonson. He becomes drawn into Ben Jonson's circle. Though Jonson, of course, Hyde says of Jonson that Jonson always thought that he should be paying more attention to Jonson than he should to anything else, and especially not his legal studies. And Hyde admits to being rather neglectful of his legal studies at first, and more interested in that exciting, enticing literary world, and even tempted by soldiery at one point, where there's a great military expedition in preparation in London in 1626, and he's quite tempted to go into that himself. But Hyde certainly sticks at it, and he becomes a lawyer with the influence of that uncle, the Lord Chief Justice, pushing him on. And by 1633, he's a barrister. He's starting a successful and important legal career. He impresses at the bar. People at court notice him, and he's retained as counsel by Archbishop Laud, no less, a very, very important figure in the reign of Charles I, and by other major figures in Charles I's court. But he also becomes rather disenchanted by Charles I's court as well. He's probably disposed to do that because evidently a lot of his father's attitude, he sees his father as a great mentor, somebody who is rooted in the country values, in a certain contempt for the court, a certain sort of straightforwardness and bluff values. Hyde makes two marriages in the 1630s. His first wife dies very soon after they're married, of smallpox. And as with many other bereavements, Hyde is overtaken with grief, but nevertheless manages to contract another marriage a couple of years later.